The Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M. We've got a news update on the way. Before we get there, though, I want to have a chat to John Logan because it's a big week coming up with the International Buskers Festival. He's on the line right now. John, morning, mate.
Good morning, Moffy.
Nervous?
Oh, a little bit. Always time of the year, 1 or 2 days out, you know, sleepless nights, you know, lots of worries, you know, long hours. But, you know, I love doing it and I wouldn't do anything else.
Now, mate, obviously, before we talk about some of the stuff coming up this week, one thing I want to just touch on quickly, obviously, is the weather and the Kids' Day, which is coming up this week. There are some arrangements in place in case.
Absolutely, Moffy. Look, we've got a large number of children to look after on Wednesday. If it does get wet, if it is raining, we can't have, you know, big crowds of kids out in the rain all day, and we certainly wouldn't expect that from parents either. So later this afternoon, today, Monday, we'll be making an announcement when we look at the weather, and we've got arrangements in place to cover that. So keep an eye on Triple M, of course, and, mm-hmm. and the Facebook page, and we'll be making a statement regarding Kids' Day later today.
Yeah, lovely. And it is just a great day as well. Now, something that's never happened before, and I love this, is that you've got one of the acts where they're going to be putting the hat out and the money will go to Lifeline.
That's correct, yeah. For the first time ever, we've got one act that's coming for the festival, and he'll be putting his hat out, first time ever, and that money will be going to charity. We're very proud of this initiative. It's been made possible by two very generous sponsors. The Flock Group and the Good Price Pharmacy Warehouse, Gary Innes and the gang down there, have kicked in. They've covered the busker's fee. He'll be putting his hat out, and that money will go to Lifeline. First time ever, and we're very proud of that. That will be a guy from the Sunshine Coast, former world champion sand sculptor, Dennis Massoud. He'll be down at the Jetty Foreshores on Saturday from 9 o'clock, just near the concrete steps, and also at the Harbourside Markets, also from about 9:30 on Sunday. He'll be putting his hat out, and all the money from that will go to Lifeline. Great way to raise awareness of the work that Lifeline do, and, of course, mental health. Terrific way to raise a bit of money as well. So we're very proud of that initiative, and that'll be down at the just for 2 days at the Jetty Foreshores on Saturday and Sunday.
Look, it takes a lot of work to get this up and running, and something else I'm really looking forward to as well, Lindsay Webb and a cast of comedians at the weekend.
Yeah, it takes about 6 to 8 months to get this organised, although this year we had a very short lead time with COVID. The coast was clear in about June, so we decided, I think, late June, early July to run. The comedy nights will be two fantastic nights, this time at the Golf Club. Lindsay Webb, Kiki, Kelly Mack, Paul McMahon, and a whole bunch of other people will having two great nights at the Golf Club on Friday and Saturday night. If you've never seen Lindsay Webb, he's probably one of the most underrated comedians in Australia. Come down. It'll be two fantastic nights at the Golf Club Friday and Saturday night.
And to get your tickets, you just go to the website, which is?
CoffsHarbourBuskers.com. All the ticketing information, all the weather updates, it's all there.
Well, mate, I love it. It's a great time of the year, and all the best for it, and we'll keep in touch when it comes to the weather for Wednesday. But all the best with it, John.
Thank you, Moffy.
There he is, John Logan, and the International Buskers and Comedy Festival, which is kicking off. And as I said, with the weather arrangements, we'll have more info for you later today and as time goes on. It's the Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M.